Mr. Murray, Reel 3. Coming into the army, into an all-male preserve, did you miss the young ladies?
I never really troubled it much. Like, I mean, as far as that, the young girls, like, and what was there, like, like, I mean, there was maybe about, I think it was five or six lads all knocked around together, like, and that. And the girls, it was about the same and that. And they would go separate ways on the night time, you know, all at night. And we'd all would meet up on the night and on the corner of the, like, on the corner of our street. And, like, have a bit talk to, like, and maybe just see one home and that. And that was far as it got, like, but never really got into, like, I mean, it's such as that. And you know, as far as that. I mean, that's when I lived at Newcastle.
Joining the army, of course, is well through the war, 1943. Did you realise, or did it come into your mind that you may be going into a situation ultimately where there would be danger and getting injured or wounded or killed?
No, not really. I mean, the thing is, as I said to you, like, I mean, you know, when the situation would come, was I the pits on the army, and I was, you know what I mean. And I thought about the lad, like, Chris, he got wounded, and I mean, that come to my mind. I mean, when I come 15, they'd gone into the territory, when I was 15, and they went in the territory, so I went in, he chased us, I went in, like, I mean, which was a lot of fellas in, give the wrong age, wasn't it? I mean, it has happened. Now I went, but he just chased me. I mean, and that was it, and I didn't get in, but later, when it come, and it come to that, like, I mean, I come to when it was starting to go in there, like, and I just thought about him, because I think he went through the but he really died, like, and I had...
Was this a friend of yours?
Yeah, like, it was where we lived in there, like, and that. Yeah, it was a lad, we all knocked around the kill, like, and that. And he was older than me, like, and the way he'd been badly wounded, but he eventually died, and then he went, I think, yeah, that come to me then, like, I mean, it's such a silent. Well, I mean, we knew what wasn't, I must have thought something about it, because I did as far as on that point, see? And when she said, then my mother said, oh, I've seen an upper pit where he wasn't hardly, that was it, see?
Do you remember any of the NCOs at Bransworth? Did any stand out in your memory?
The thing is, I can't remember the names, like the corporals and that. See, when I was at Bransworth, any old got and put on the MT, like, you know, like on the burn carriers and all this stuff. And we used to, like, go out there, like, in that, and with them burn carriers, and we used to do, like, field cooking and that outside and that, and sometimes we used to call in the canteen. And this corporal used to be on about, like, you know, like he says our lads and that, you know, they're like on the MT, where you start to grease, you know, grease and check this and all, like on your grand carry and all that lad. And he come out there and somebody turned around and done about this, one of the lads, he says, when he went out with a girl who's on about this next door and her nipples was greased and all that, you know, and look after the big head and take the big head and that you know, all that. That's when he was, this was like a lad talking about when he'd went out, took this girl out and all that, but it's more like mechanical, like what they did on the carriers and all this stuff. But they were all right, and but he used to go field cooking, like, you know, like cooking outside.
Did you go onto the carriers whilst you were at Bransworth itself?
Yeah.
Whilst you were there?
I was learning to drive, but I failed myself. So I was on the MT, so I got up. So when I saw this finished up in infantry, that's how I became a soldier.
When you failed your driving test, you moved back into infantry?
Going in there into infantry, and that was it.
Where did you go to after Bransworth?
I'm saying that was to be up at Lincolnshire, Boston. That more like the nearest place was like Skegness and that. And when I used to, and that's when I come on, I'm forgetting the railway station now. Because I have some leaves back home. Maybe I haven't. I might have 10, 14 years.
Do you recall what time of the year it would be when you moved to Lincoln?
Oh.
You went to Bransmouth in the May.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when you try and reckon up, like, I mean, as far as that, I can't remember. Like, I mean, I would go in there, like, in May. And I was abroad in the following year, like, and that, so I didn't do much. I only did about, like, really, like, eight months. And then, like, so there must be 3 months training. I can't remember now.
What were you doing in Lincolnshire?
What we did there, we were doing training. What were you like that? Well, we were living in houses there, not billets. You know, so many in the house and there and that. I was doing saying there was a greenhouse there and that. And just all like training, marching, and then we got.
Were you doing any battle training?
Like just that thing, like when, you know, when we went to the hall, like street fighting. We went because we got there was a ferry across the home. And I remember, I didn't know like where the boat it was, but the sea house, I always remember, because there was no windows in and that. And that's what we're doing. Going to if that was the training, what we had, that's the only really training what sticks out in my mind.
It might have been an evacuated area because Hull was bombed, wasn't it?
No, it might
have been in an area there.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, I couldn't, but I always remember like going up and down the house.
How, what kind of training, you know, did you do as house to house training? What exactly was it? What were they telling you to do?
It was more like, you know, like for to clear the house. Like, I mean, if it was enemy in there, like, and that. So, what you did, you throw a grenade in there, and then it jumped through the window, or something went in the door, and like, and then we just capture whoever was in. And then that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, used to have you once, or like, in event, that was at an event, cottage. You used to be in and out, and all that. That used to be very sick, and jumping in and out, and that, you know, you're getting fired on, get. Make covering or diaper cover and all this kind of thing. That was the kind of thing what we used to get.
Were they using live ammunition?
No, they wouldn't know. But we did a lot of all the salt courses. You know, we did a lot of them at Bransford salt courses, I mean.
What kind of course was that?
Where there was like I'm not sure that. Where you used to have to go under barbed wire and like you used to peg over the top of you and all that. There was a one at Bransford. It was like a big pond. And you had to get across, like, and swing across it and that was just outside of the camp, like, you know. That's what we used to do, there was that kind of thing.
Did you get, whilst you were in Lincolnshire, did you get involved in any large exercises, training exercises?
No, we didn't, no. No, I can't remember, no.
You didn't have to go out onto the open spaces for field training?
No, because we did most of field training, like, I mean, it's Bransmouth and that, and it is, as far as that, because it was nearly, I mean, I come 19 on November and that. And I went to North Africa. I went to Liverpool. I boarded the boat at Liverpool.
Before we come to that, have you any other memories of Lincolnshire itself? You've mentioned the house-to-house training, of course. Mm-hmm. Are there any other memories of that period?
All we were just doing this, doing drills, marching and that, and because all of these. Used to be a sergeant major, he was a right very sergeant. There was a greenhouse and that, and the things used to turn around. Some of them turned around because he used to have you standing there. You didn't flinch your eyes and all that, and oh, he used to bawl himself. And some of them turned around and says, I know what will happen to him when he gets, if he wants to look at those shoots there, if he gets in there, so I don't know what happened to him. But he was drilling us.
You don't remember his name?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
You said that you didn't recall that you were with a battalion of the Durham Light Infantry in Lincolnshire.
No, we're just like any year, we're just like...
Still a training unit.
Yeah, it wasn't a battalion, like, I mean, as far as I know.
Did you feel immediately prior to going abroad, did you feel that you were now a soldier, fully trained?
It did, like, very weird. Like, I mean, I don't remember really what I felt inside. Like, I mean, as far as that, I mean, you knew, like, you were fit away, I mean, but if you're not fit at that age, at 90, you'd never be, weren't you? It's really about, it was all right, like, and, but
all the training had fitted you up as a young man.
You just don't know, aren't you? I mean, you talk what they're doing, that's just great. It's a certain extra money. Like, I mean, some of them are taken really badly. Like, I mean, that was, I mean, I think everybody do, but it's always somebody worse than yourself. No, I feel like you do.
Were there any men amongst your own unit that were not looking forward to going further in the army, who would like to have got out of it?
I've never heard them talk like that. But later on, when they got over there, and that's when the thing starts to come, where people feel and.
You don't recall training with tanks or.
Oh yeah.
Artillery.
No, tanks. Went up the line of tanks. Didn't tell you training with tanks.
Not at this point.
No.
This stage.
No.
Did you get embarkation leave?
That's what I'm saying, 14 days embarkation leave. When I come 19, you know, I got these 14 days embarkation leave. And I said my mum was bad leg and all. And my brother worked in Vickers Armstrongs. And the woman downstairs used to carry the groceries in. I used to make these meals and that. And I used to clean the house at the weekend. And when I used to go and visit my mother, like up at Chalky Bridge Hospital and that. And then when I came back, I tried to get seen the party, tried to get some X-Grain, I tried to get some more leave, and they wouldn't give us no more. So that was it. And I went away, we went to, because then we got issued, I mean, they don't know where you're going to go. So they issued you with them tubies, you know, like that there. Like in more like for the Far East and all that, and short trousers and all this stuff. So, but everybody started thinking, oh, where the bloody going to go here? Are we going to go later to the Far East, like to fight in the church or whatever, like that. So later on, I think that gear was took off, like, and then all packed with gear, and then we went to Liverpool. And we got on the boat, I think they called the boat to Venus. It was a Greek ship. And we got on there. That was in December. And we were on the boat 10 days. And what we were doing guards on the boat and doing different things.
Was it part of a big convoy?
It was. And I remember, we weren't in, we were lucky, like, it was a Greek boat, but we weren't in hammocks. We had, like a cabin. And it was four in a cabin. And I took seasickness. Bloody awful, that's an awfulest thing I had. Been 5 days and that, and we went up there. And I always remember, I got up on the open deck, and it was the forehead and that, and where they had the blackouts in the blackout blind, and I was going to be sick, and they say that merchant men were hitting me, and I went sliding out of the front. There was some of them out there, and the waves was on top of them, and they were screwing, and getting sick, and I'd had to crawl back, and I come back up there, and I never got up till we got there. They'd say we had Christmas on the board. I mean, all we were doing was just getting lads fetching biscuits now and eating biscuits.
And you couldn't eat because of seasickness.
See? They were getting the benefit up there. They were getting all the grub. I had one go to try and get up, you know, get up decks and I looked at where the grub was and that. I got, when I got, you know, to the, And I know I had to come back. It's an awful feeling, even in all the toilets, when you go to the toilets, where they seem to be going, it's the worst thing I've ever had.
And how long did your seasickness last?
5 days. 10 days on the boat, 5 days all right. But I think, when, I mean, December, when the sails is rough, I mean, it's, when you think about it, right, and I think when it hits the Irish Sea, the Irish Sea is very rough. I'm forgetting the place where we landed.
Did they not give you anything to try and still it at all? You just had to lie there and suffer.
Well, you were all right when you were lying down. You were all right. It's just when you went and if you had something, it was just these biscuits we were eating. But once you try to get off there, like, and that was it, you couldn't stand it.
When you got your sea legs after 5 days, I know there was just another 5 days left, what kind of activities did you get up to on the boat?
Well, we just used to do gardening, and there was maybe more like just checking things. Then we used to get drills, life drills. Like, and if you did get hit, like, and that, and we used to blow the whiskey, like, and then on, put you where, what do you call them?
May West
Sun, and that, and then you used to go up there and come down, used to get there.
Was there a canteen on the ship? Do you recall?
No, I can't. I think we used to go up decks, and the stuff was put on, like, and that was put on the table, we used to get on there. So, as I say, it was Christmas Day. I'm not sure if it was around we landed. Anyhow, so we landed on there at Iran. So we had to pitch 2-man bivouacs on there. Well, some of the lads who had got off there, they went roaming around and thought, like, no, I'm forgetting what the nearest town or our village or whatever. They went and tried the local drink out, some of them. But I can't remember the lad I was with them. Anyhow, so we pitched. Have you seen them 2-man bivouacs, have you not? They're about that high.
About 3 foot, is it?
That's right. So we put there, we got ours up anyhow, and we got it all right. It really chucked it down. Oh, yes, it was raining cats and dogs. These muggers was coming back half tight, and they hadn't put the tents up, and that, the bivouacs and that. And they were trying to get in, but they couldn't. You can only do, you can only get in. So all they did is just pull them off the top. But as I say, like, we were starts, like, you know, for volunteers. We were always told never to volunteer.
Just become to that, before we come to that, this place that you were tenting, you're putting your camp up, this was clear of the...
I should have told you before, when we got off the boat, really, we got off the boat, anyhow, and it was like the Americans had met us, the trucks, like, you know. But we were in these tents, there were bigger tents. It was full of water. The tents was full of water. I had to stop there. But we didn't take any clothes up. We just stopped there. And then we got these American trucks. And they took me to this place where we... It must have been like a... It weren't there very long anyhow.
Some kind of transit camp, was it?
It wasn't all. We had to... We transit camps. The stuff straight up. We had to pitch these things. And I'll get the rain anyhow.
How did you feel landing in a foreign country?
Oh, it's a funny feeling. Tell you what's a funny feeling. Being on the boat and seeing land looks completely different. You know, it's a nice view, but it looks funny. It's hard to describe, you know, when you see land. And that till you get on it. And that anyhow.
So were you excited at going abroad?
I can't remember it. I mean, I think you just wonder what's going to happen. Really, like, and now, and your memories, it's just certain things, like what stands out, such as that kind of thing.
What was your first impressions of North Africa, Iran, and the natives?
Well, we weren't there all very long. I think we were just there overnight, and what had happened, they just said, like, and that, you know, like, ask for volunteers, and we used to buy, you know, say, no volunteer. So we always got somebody, and I think it was an advance party, and they were following me. I think they were they were going to go over to Italy like that.
And did you volunteer for this?
No, I didn't. I stuck with the one that all the soldiers said, no, volunteer like that. Anyhow, we got the boat. I can't remember what port we got the boat. But we landed at Naples. Anyhow, we're going on there, get up at Naples. We had to get off quick. And after, by outside of Naples, there was a ship had been sunk, and it was there, you had to walk over. We got off, and the Germans come over and start bombing the ship, so we had to get away off there. The boat had to pull out, so we lost the gear. So we had what we had. We got off there, but there was no transit camp. Like January, we were in a ploughed field, and it was being snowing most, so we had a pitch that two-man bivvy ranks in there. I slept with my top coats on, my boots, and like you had, you know, the ground seats, and that was just it. So what happened there, like for breakfast, you would have to go like in a queue, and that, and I got a tin of bacon, and they counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was 6 out of that tin of bacon. So you had to watch who had that bacon and follow that bloke. And you know, the big loaves of bread, they cut the bread long ways like that, and they got a quarter fry. So if you missed him, that was your breakfast. If you missed the bacon, you thought you got a little bit of bacon in there. And if you missed him, that was your breakfast, a piece of rye bread. I thought, this is bloody, this is lovely, like, and well, it would just step with you, you couldn't strip up, you had to stick with your top coat, boots on and that. I thought, well, this is a nice start, so what else am I going to fill up later on?
Had you been assigned to the battalion at this point?
No, this is... We were just,
you're just a draft.
Just reinforcements. We have reinforcements, whatever like that. So, and getting washed, and again, maybe boil some water to get in there. Right, maybe it's like an old fat, maybe tell you wash out maybe to get a bit thick, like you know. We just washed like and that in there. Anyhow, it came like, and there was a lot of them who were picked. The goal, like, you know, getting drafted up to the battalions and like and all that luck. But these lads had went, they were getting posted to the Queen's, and that the Anzio was on. So later on, there was 12 of us got posted to the 16-day line.
And how long had you been in Italy by that time?
Well, it was just in January, you see.
Just a few days, was it?
Well, January, just had that camp there. That never got posted like that. Well, these lads had gone. Now, this is the thing. I mean, there was some NCOs and that. They'd been training. I mean, training us. I don't know if I should say this. Been training us. And that they'd been in, this what got me, they'd been in the army about 6 years and they were getting sent abroad. And they turned around and said, this corporal turned around and said, if he went in the front line, he'd just take his men straight and be took prisoner. That was it. I thought, wait, what NCOs are them? Like, they're trained men and saying a thing like that. And I thought, anyhow. But anyhow, they were the ones that were headed up there. The Queen's own. So later on,
so they weren't getting a particularly good type, were they?
No. I mean, the thing is, they'd had a good life. We were trained. Mm-hmm. And they must have thought, well, I mean, I think they've been in the army 6 years. Maybe they're not. They thought, well, yeah, you know, yeah, I think they were going to just most my friends there. They just the full war. They kind of just training up a bit, called up, and I think they took it badly. So. They went up, so like, it was 12 of us went and we had up, get pushed to the 16-day line. So when that thing, it was more like a lot of bombed houses where they were, like the million quarries, Like, it was a rough transit, a little bit transit camp now. And I'm hearing Christ says, there's a lot of DMIs just come up here there last week, or a couple of days ago. I says, can you tell us like what's happened or not? He says, I'll tell you now. He says, either be dead or took prisoner. That's the word. But we, somebody, you always get some stupid look. So we had a bit of fire. And we're boiling, like, you know, we're boiling, making a cup of tea and that. Some stupid bloke threw it 3-3 on the fire. It blew out. And I felt something hit me. There was a bit of the case and went in the fragments. And that stopped in for a while. And that, so anyhow, forgot, I'll tell you what happened to that. So, forgot anyhow, they went and joined the 60s when they were coming out of the line.
Where were they, do you know?
They were, it might have been Volterno, what are you talking about? It could have been there, because they were, able to talk us like these women, because, and that, where they were there, they'd come out the line, like, and that, where they used to get back, you know, them 50-gallon drums. We'd had them cut and tear and used to get, they were getting clean and washed with them and all that.
How were you received when you first met them? How did they receive you?
Well, just all right, isn't it? There wasn't really much stuff, really.
You never made the felt that you were kind of rookies and...
No. I mean, because I think you'd have more of the things to think about than that, like, you know. So they'd just come out the line.
You would be assigned a company. Where did you go?
Well, after that, when they got all squared up, we went over to Egypt.
And had you been put into a company by then?
Yeah, I can't remember then. I can't remember when I was in B company. Could have been in B company because most of the letters was in B company. But I've just been looking at my mother's letters. I was in A company for a while. But I went into like a B company. And
What condition was the battalion in when you met them? Were they tired?
Well, they would be. They'd been up like, I mean...
For example?
I think the same, like, in the... And I always remember, there's a thing that sticks in my mind. Anyhow, it was all, and all they cleaned up and that. And I don't know, I couldn't say exactly how many days. But anyhow, there was a cinema show, like, on that. And I went in there and, you know, watching it, went, I forget what picture it was on. But I had this feeling, must have been carried away. When I come out, I thought it was still at home. And when I come and seen the roughness out there. But no, I'd been in there, watched that pit, that was a funny feeling. I didn't think, I'd come out, I was walking out, I didn't think I was in the army till I got out and found me coming out and I couldn't decide, you know. Just got there and just...
You left for Egypt, about what date would this be?
It would be February, maybe 44, yeah.
What are your memories of that journey back to Egypt?
It might have been before February, because I mean, the thing is, when I joined them in January, around this later, then I could be wrong, like, I mean, that's a rough guess I would say. Anyhow, and we're landing at Portsea. I think it takes about 6 days. So I went from there to a camp. I can't remember the name of the camp. That we were all in names in it. And we didn't know much. We did a little bit of training that. But I mean, it was, the heat was unbearable. Like, the first thing in the morning, it was nice, like, but when it comes, they were in, like, that one, but in 2 man bivvy wraps. And there, I think that first one. And there were the, as I say, in the morning, we rode all night when it came dinner time, it was unbearable. And when it came about 6 o'clock, you needed your car key back on. You know, and your chap coats and that, you know, all wrapped up. And then, baby, that was it. Then you used to get them whirlwinds. I've seen them, like, come, and then they did that way. You had if anything loose, it would just go through your bivvy back and take your clothes away and that. But then we went from there.